Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz SEC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, college football playoff is on the horizon. Games start on December 19th, carry straight through the weekend on December 20th. Let's take a look at the teams that made the playoff from the conference. Top-ranked Georgia, winners of the SEC championship over Alabama, 28-7. They finished the season with a 12-1 overall record, followed by Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Alabama. Give me your thoughts about the conference as a whole and the top five teams that made the playoff.
Well, I think the thing about the strength of the conference is all five of those teams are capable of getting hot and having a run right through the conference to the championship. But I think they're aligned just right. Georgia's at the top. I would have A&M above Ole Miss as the next strongest team in my mind. But everybody there is playing well enough. They've got enough talent that on a given Saturday, they can win their football games and have the ability. It does go to show you how strong the conference is and how much they've looked at not just the record, but who they played, the strength of schedule, and how well they were playing toward the end of the schedule. And if you look at that schedule, I think you and I will agree, Georgia is playing the best at the end of the season. They've been trending toward this best football. They've probably got the best postseason coach in the business. And so you'd have to say Georgia is the one you got to look out for the most.
When you look at Georgia's offense at the start of the year, they were hitting on all cylinders and wins over Tennessee and Ole Miss. But in the second half of the season, basically in the second half against the Ole Miss Rebels, when they trailed 21-16 at halftime, that defense took over, never really stopped from that point on. They dominated teams down the stretch, such as Texas and Georgia Tech, shut down Ty Simpson in Atlanta in the SEC championship game. This defense is really coming into form. The other team I would highlight, Coach, has been Oklahoma. They were on the outside looking in the middle part of the year, had to win very close games in road environments against Tennessee and Alabama. They've been basically playing playoff caliber football for the last month and a half of the regular season. That's got to be a benefit for Brett Venables in their first round matchup against Alabama.
Yeah, it really has. Their defense is that good that you have to say they are a candidate to go all the way. Their offense has not been quite productive enough. When they play a team that can score points, I think their quarterback is very good, not great. Their offense is very good, not great. Defense is unbelievable. So I think, again, you can't be a one-dimensional football team. But Oklahoma does play well enough on offense. If they go out there and play great defense, and Venables does a good job of that because he runs the defense as the defensive coordinator head coach, you could very well see Oklahoma running the table as well, getting to that championship game, much like Texas A&M and what they can do. Although Texas A&M, again, is a team that shows a little more on offense with Marcel Reed.
We're going to break down all of those top quarterback battles in next segment, but I do want to highlight Texas A&M. They were undefeated for much of the regular season, and an 11-0 start, had a very close scare late in the season at home against South Carolina, trailed that matchup 30-3. They prevailed 31-30 in that ballgame at home, a monumental second half comeback, but the loss at the end of the regular season to their arch rival Texas, does that hurt the team or potentially reset the team with a main focus on a national championship?
You know, I've always said that when you win a close ball game or you don't play your best and you pull a victory, you pull a win, that helps you more than it hurts you. It makes you pull together, come together, see what you've got to do, see what you are capable of doing when you don't play well. And so I think that was huge when they came back to win that game against South Carolina. But again, when they showed against Texas, it also shows what they can do when their quarterback's not hot and he's not playing great football. We saw that against Texas and hurt them at the very end. So again, it'll be a game where they have the talent. They have shown they can win big with high-scoring offense. They have shown they can win tight with a great defense. They just got to now be ready to play.
Coach, let's talk about hot quarterbacks. Let's turn our attention to the Heisman Trophy. That's this coming weekend with the Army-Navy game and the one bowl matchup, Boise State and Washington. When you look at the second half by Fernando Mendoza in that victory over top-ranked Ohio State, it just really solidified the fact that potentially Fernando Mendoza would win the Heisman, but Diego Pavia still within striking distance of at least going to New York. Do you give Diego Pavia any potential chance to steal the hardware this coming weekend?
Well, I've said that before. He would be my choice. I think he is most deserving, being the quarterback or the football player in football that did the most to show how good he is, how much he meant to that football team. But what Mendoza has done, and we know in the last 25 years, quarterbacks have won the Heisman 20 of those 25 years. What he has done, he's led his team to the undefeated playoffs. He's also made an incredible throw against Penn State to win a game everybody saw. And then he come back head-to-head against Saban at Ohio State and outplayed him to win the Big Ten championship. So he has enough pluses behind his name. He'll be hard to beat as far as the Heisman goes. Because now all the games are in the well before voting starts. I just think if there's a little bit of publicity push and people will look at how much a quarterback did for their program and for their team, I still believe Diego Pavia did the most for college football, did the most for the Commodores this season.
They were 10-2 overall, had an opportunity to maybe potentially make the college football playoff, but two losses on the road to Texas by 3 points and top-ranked Alabama, kept the Commodores on the outside looking in. When you talk about their head coach, Clark Lee, he had come out and said that the Commodores had every opportunity to make the college football playoff. They didn't take care of business. Thoughts about Clark Lee's comments about Vanderbilt finishing the year at 10-2, but being left out of the playoff. And quite honestly, he gave accountability to his team for not stepping up.
Well, great comments. I think he spoke as a head coach should speak. Their team represents their program and their university, saying, hey, we had every opportunity. We lost two big games. Someone else deserved it more. They were going to go with what they had. They're going to go to their bowl game because they're excited just to play football and to finish as a team together. I think that's what it was about. And I think as we have seen a lot of the comments, a lot of the articles out there, the athletic director at Notre Dame, who criticized openly the Atlantic Coast Conference for the statements they made, chose not to go to a bowl game. I don't think that gives us the type of leadership that we need to lead those players and say, hey, we don't take our ball and go home when it doesn't go our way. We take what happens. We say we did our best, and we'll go from there.
And now we had saw Notre Dame and some other schools opt out of the bowl system, yeah. 5-7 teams overall. What does that mean moving forward? Because, again, we have talked about how important the bowl season is to respective cities, to some of these teams that maybe never challenged for a national championship or a college football playoff. Do you feel like the student athletes are being affected, or is this their decision to potentially opt out and maybe move on in the transfer portal?
Yeah, you know, the calendar is screwed up. I mean, the calendar for portal transfers or NIL for coaches leaving, for recruiting and all those things is a little bit, it's not in sync right now. But I do believe we should have stayed with our bowls. We should not back out. We have been very fortunate to have cities and communities around the country support college football with postseason play in the sense of bowls. I've been a part of bowl games since I was a kid, my father being a head football coach, me being head football coach, and my brother. It's always been about taking your institution to a bowl game as a reward to the players. I say we should have played this year out, then make a decision next year to decide what to do.
When we come back, we'll look at some quarterback matchups in the SEC, coming right back on the Bowden Blitz.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down some of the SEC quarterback battles. We'll start with the matchup on December 19th. It's a rematch of the game that took place in late November, where Oklahoma did pick up the three-point win, 24-21 over top-ranked Alabama. Alabama was a 6.5-point home favorite. John Mateer in Oklahoma handed Alabama only their second home loss dating back to 2020. When you look at this matchup, Alabama now is a slight 1.5-point road favorite in Norman. Kalen DeBoer has lost his last two games to Oklahoma. Coach, how do you see this matchup playing out, but specifically from the quarterback matchup?
Well, that's one of my favorite games. And again, it is going to be a quarterback matchup. I think Mateer gives you a steady quarterback. I don't know, he knocks your socks off every time he plays, but he is so steady. And when you've got a great defense like they do, and a quarterback that really just manages the offense, tries to play a clean game, I think that's what you get at Oklahoma. And that's why I kind of favor them a little bit. But Alabama, their quarterback, Ty Simpson, has really been one of the that has impressed everyone through much of the season. He got outplayed at the end by Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, and we saw a little bit less of what he's able to play. But he's going to probably bring his best game, and most of the season that's what he brought. They depend on the passing attack so much at Alabama, they can't run the ball. They absolutely ran for nothing against Georgia. For that reason, a lot more pressure on Ty Simpson than on Mateer. That's why I like Oklahoma in this football game because, again, not so much pressure on the quarterback to be the guy. And, again, Alabama, unless they can fix their running game in the next 2 weeks, which they have some time to work on it, they're going to struggle for the same reason I thought they would throughout the season. They don't run the ball well enough.
Coach, when you look at this team in terms of Oklahoma, if Mateer, let's say, wasn't 100%, and there's really no telling with that thumb, he had thumb surgery in the middle of the year, the extra 2 or 3 weeks of preparation might actually benefit him even more if he was just a little bit banged up on that hand. Do you see that being a positive where it gives an extra time for Mateer to potentially heal up? I know he put up 300-plus yards against LSU, but did throw, in fact, 3 interceptions. When you look at that, give me your thoughts about the health aspect of John Mateer.
I think when you have an injury to your throwing hand, every week is a positive in which you get better and better. And we don't know how much that's caused him to be off of his game. As we watched him play, like I felt like he's been a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback. He runs the ball smart, but not elusive quite as much. But I promise you, every week he has off is only going to help him get closer to his maximum ability and be the best quarterback he can be. And with their offense, with their football team being so dependent on a strong defense and not being able to score a lot of points, he needs to really be at the best of his game for them to progress through the playoffs.
Let's take a look at the other matchup in the conference. It's Texas A&M and Miami. We have Carson Beck squaring off against Marcel Reed. When you look at this matchup, Marcel Reed is a dual threat. Carson Beck, prototypical dropback passer, did have some struggles in games and losses against SMU and Louisville. When you see this matchup, Beck going on the road to Kyle Field, give me your thoughts about the quarterback aspect, Miami and A&M.
You know, I think that stat, what it doesn't show is the rushing yardage of both quarterbacks. I think of Marcel Reed being a much bigger threat. When the quarterback has to do the things that win the game, his ability to run the football, to extend a play by moving around, getting out of the pocket and still throwing the football, that's where he exceeds the talent of Carson Beck. On the other hand, look at Carson Beck is a little bit higher percentage thrower, probably more of your prototype NFL-type quarterback who can throw and dish it out. Got more experience just because the number of years he's played in big games. So it ought to be a great matchup. I just like the dual threat capabilities of Marcel Reed against good football teams. But I do think Miami has an overall team that can compete with Texas A&M. But I give Marcel Reed and Texas A&M a bit of an edge when it comes to how well the quarterback can play the game.
And when you look at just the atmosphere of Kyle Field in College Station, right? that's a different animal than anything that Miami has played in a road environment up until this point. They did go into Dallas-Fort Worth in that matchup against SMU, and they lost as a 6.5-point road favorite in overtime, 26-20. Maybe for Carson Beck being battle-tested and playing in SEC championships, but for that team as a whole to go into 110,000-plus fans with a college football title potentially on the line and a semifinal playoff appearance, a lot of pressure on Carson Beck and the Hurricanes to potentially step up.
Well, and it's the entire offense, because what a great advantage it is to have a bye. And for the next four teams to have home game, they've all got great stadiums, and Texas A&M may be the best of all stadiums. And it's not so much the quarterback that has a difficult time in those stadiums, but you watch and see how many illegal procedures, how many times the offensive line can't hear the snap count, how they can't communicate well in an environment like that. That's the most difficult thing, is for the offense overall not to have two or three series where the procedure penalty or a procedure or an execution penalty affects them and costs them the football game.
Let's take a look at the last matchup, Trinidad Chambliss, Jake Retzlaff, Tulane, and Ole Miss. How much will Chambliss miss Lane Kiffin, or will Charlie Weiss have Chambliss hitting on all cylinders?
You know, it's going to be amazing. I think of all the people, I think it would affect him more than others. He just seems so attached at the hip to Lane Kiffin, their popularity, their story, the way they picked him up late where he wasn't sought after by a lot of teams. He kind of came in with this season as someone no one expected. I think Lane Kiffin made great decisions to stay with him, and they've handled it so well. But again, I have to wonder what behind the scenes is happening in his mind, in his group of people that represent him, as he get pulled to the scenes. But he's had a great season. I see no he seems to have handled every difficult situation so far as well. Nothing seems to be too big for this kid. And he goes in there, and I think he'll be able to handle the situation pretty well.
Obviously, his biggest game coming from, by the way, of Ferris State. We know Jake Retzlaff did play at BYU last year, had that team undefeated, looking for a potential Big 12 championship. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other matchups in the college football playoff. Coming right back. All right, back on the Bound Blitz, wrapping it up, college football playoff as it relates to the SEC. We took a look at the first round matchups. Going to take a look at a deeper dive of Georgia. When you look at the Bulldogs this year, SEC championship caliber team, they knock off Alabama. Their sole loss came earlier in the year, 24-21, at the hands of Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama snapped Georgia's 33-game home winning streak at that particular time, but Kirby Smart and this team made adjustments. They showcased that in Atlanta last weekend. Coach, I think when you look at Kirby Smart, he's battle-tested. He knows what he has with this team. And if we're looking at all the teams in the conference, this is the one that I honestly feel has the best chance to be hoisting the hardware at the end of the college football playoff.
Yes, and a lot of that probably has to do with Kirby Smart. He's the only coach in this college football playoff that's been there before besides Ohio State. He's won two national championships. And remember, back when he was winning these teams, there was only a 14 playoff. The SEC championship was really the first round. You had to win that one, then you had to win the first round to get into the championship game. So twice he's gone through three big games to get to the championship. I think he understands how to prepare your team in the postgame. We've watched Georgia get better and better, especially on offense. They've gotten better. Defensively, they continue to do well. Their running game got better. They've had great second halves as they made great on-the-field adjustments. All those things are indications of a coach that's been there before and knows how to prepare his team. And I promise you, with 2 weeks off, with the preparation they've got to have, they will have their team rested up, not practicing too much, not practicing too little, but just right in preparation for their playoff, because he has been there before and he knows what he's heading into.
Now, they'll face the winner of Ole Miss and Tulane. If it is Ole Miss, Coach, it's a rematch of that dynamic game that took place in October. Ole Miss did have a first-half lead. Georgia all of a sudden made halftime adjustments. They went toe-to-toe with Lane Kiffin and Trinidad Chambliss. They put up 40-plus points. They got the win in home cover over Ole Miss. In this type of setting, if it was Ole Miss in a rematch type of perspective, talk to me about how that interim staff goes up against Georgia's defense.
I mean, it does. It seems to move in favor of Georgia in this situation as Ole Miss faces all the difficulties they have and the distractions they've been through against a Georgia football team. But again, you've got a team that did not win the first game. We've said it before, and we've seen it happen in previous games, that the losing team the next time around comes back and plays much better and gets the win. We saw it in Duke game. We saw it in Georgia against Alabama. We've seen these teams come back in games and play better than the first half. Ole Miss very well could do that, but I don't see them being close enough to what Georgia can put together to go out there and give them enough competition to get to the next round.
I want to talk about the two other teams that we brought up. Assuming that A&M gets through Miami, they'll square off with Ohio State. Give me a little thought about that matchup, Marcel Reed and Julian Sain. Watching the Big Ten Championship play out this past weekend, you giving the edge to Ryan Day, or you still think Mike Elko and the Aggies could be live?
Well, I mean, I really like Elko and the job he's done. I like Ryan Day because the football team he has. I think still, when you look at the team that's the most athletically talented NFL talent, both sides of the ball, stability and quality at quarterback, all those things have been in Ohio State's favor almost every single game they've played over the last 2 years. I don't think that's going to change completely against Texas A&M, but I like the way Elko has his team playing great defense. He's been able to get his team up for big football games. Think it'll be a great matchup, but it's going to be hard for me to pick against Ohio State again as they go through the playoffs, because they, I mean, even more so than Georgia, maybe, they are experienced in the playoff. They know what they need to do now. They lost their last game. If you remember last year, they lost to Michigan in the Big Ten Championship and came back and won it all. So they know what they've got to do as well.
I'll just say this. If Oklahoma does get through Alabama, they'll face off against Fernando Mendoza in Indiana. I'll still give an inside edge to Brett Venables and the speed of Oklahoma. They get through that, they potentially could be lining up with Oregon and Texas Tech. Those are teams I think the Sooners match up well with. Coach, I mean, Brett Venables could be in a natty before you know it.
These are really good football teams. I think we got a wonderful playoff. And again, we've got some G5 teams that we're going to see what they can do. But when it gets down to the other 10 teams, this is our great matchups we've got coming in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
We'll see you next week. Enjoy the Army-Navy game this weekend. We'll be back next week with more college football playoff action.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.